late Monday evening, shortly after 11 p.m., officers with the College Station Police Department responded to the College Station Medical Center for a report of a gunshot victim. Shortly after the victim's arrival, Christopher Troy Reeves was pronounced dead at the hospital. Reeves had been transported to the hospital by his friend, Robert Michael Farr. Farr told investigators that he and Reeves had gone to a residence located in the 1400 block of Hollick with the intent to deprive the occupants of that residence of their property. Farr told investigators that he waited in the vehicle while Reeves went inside. He said that shortly after Reeves had gone inside the residence, he came running outside and had jumped into the vehicle, and he had been shot. Farr at that point took him to the hospital, to the emergency room. What we did from that point is we obtained a search warrant for the house on Hollick and are trying to gather physical evidence that will corroborate the story given to us by Farr. Initially, we did receive some conflicting information, so we're trying to be diligent in our efforts to make sure that we have physical evidence that corroborates what Farr told us. We're still trying to make contact and interview the occupants of that residence, and that's what we're in the process of doing, is, you know, furthering the investigation by trying to talk to all parties involved.
So do you know what they intended to deprive the occupants of?
I do. However, since it is an ongoing investigation, we're not releasing that information at this time.
All right. And according to the press release, this is being labeled as a murder. Would you please tell me a little bit more about why this is classified as a murder?
It's murder because we do have a deceased person that was shot and killed. We're in the process of gathering additional information, talking to all parties involved. Once we do that, the information will be presented to the district attorney's office, and the district attorney's office would be the ones to determine whether or not that shooting was justified in defense of self or property, or if they feel that charges need to be filed.